And we have Maria Westerbos, who's the director of the Plastic Soup Foundation, with us, and maybe she can shed a bit more light on that. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. It's nice here in Amsterdam.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to a bright day.
Excellent. Excellent. I mean, it's my understanding that you've actually developed an app to identify products that are heavy in particular microbeads and hence pollution with their use. I mean, can you give us a couple of examples of the sort of things that microbeads are actually found in?
Yeah, well, in shaving cream, for example, most people don't know.
Wow.
And one of the worst things is toothpaste, I would say. In the UK, it was found in the toothpaste for kids. I think the brand was Crest.
Right.
And today you have the primer, I think you say in English, because the app is updated.
Right,
it's completely, it has a makeover thanks to the UNEP who paid a little bit, contributed to that. And Fauna Flora International
I see.
The UK is a very big friend of us.
I mean, could you explain in your own words, why are microbeads, indeed microplastics in some case, why are they so dangerous for the environment?
Because they passed the water retrievement systems, it's that easy. We started campaigning in August 2012 already with Beat Microbead, and we found out that by the water retrievement systems in Holland are almost the best, I think the best in the world.
Right.
And even there, they passed the system, 10% got through. And animals mistake these tiny parts of plastic for food. And as you know, since recently the BBC, it sent out news that these little baby fish eat plastic as if it's fast food for youngsters in the world.
That's not only a very a very dangerous thing you're talking about, but it's also quite a cute image as well. But again, fish eating fish eating plastic, I don't think that can be a... I can't openly say that's a cute issue. Of course, it's a very dangerous issue. But I mean, it is quite staggering. I mean, we see this issue to be so prevalent in the society today. Why do you think not more? Why do you think much more is not being done?
Well, I think there is done a lot since we started campaigning. It became an issue all over the world,
right?
And a lot of scientists kept on doing research and found, as Richard Thompson said, found it even on the Arctic, and did prove that, by example, mussels and oysters really lose energy, don't grow that quick anymore.
Sure.
Feel bad. So I think we know more and more and more, and I'm very proud and happy with that.
Right,
we're doing
course,
what we can.
So I mean, there are growing initiatives in this regard as well, and I think we have to praise any initiatives that are actually going on, actually trying to tackle this issue. Don't you think, Ghalib?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what things are actually being done internationally about this, and maybe more specifically within the European Union?
That's a question for me.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Now, what is happening is that after Obama signed the law in December to ban beets in the US.
Yeah.
The rest of the world is following fast. So Australia is preparing law against the laws. Canada is ahead also. Even Thailand is preparing law. So the European Union is a little bit slow in this. And I'm surprised that the UK now is taking the first steps to ban, because the UK was not very prominent in this issue, but now they're coming. You're going fast over there.
Yeah. Another issue that I actually was quite worried about. I mean, I spoke to the professor about this, but something I haven't actually been able to get my head around properly. I mean, we understand that microplastics and microbeads that are in our seas, indeed. Unfortunately, it seems to see that, according to the research and studies, that fish are ingesting them. It's entering into the food cycle.
Yeah.
But, of course, this issue has been going on for decades, if not longer than that. So, I mean, why is it now such an issue? I mean, surely if and people would argue, I'm playing devil's advocate here, of course, the environment is something which is very, very, something very close to my heart as well. But why is the issue coming up now as opposed to perhaps before? What would happen if we didn't address the issue?
Well, then it would keep on growing. What we did was bringing in August 2012 already, we brought the plastic soup into our households. Everybody had that strange idea that it was far away from our bed, and nobody felt responsible. And what we tried to do is to tell, especially women, that there was plastic in their bathroom and they were using it without knowing it.
Right.
And they were contributing to this environmental disaster. Mm. And that's where it became more, people started to feel that they could contribute by stopping it.
Yeah.
So they started asking for other products and they asked industry to stop. And that was very successful. And what industry did, at first they denied that
right.
they caused the problem. Because why should you ask add plastic into shampoo?
Mm. I think, indeed, yeah, no, it is. I think many people, I mean, of course, the chemistry behind going into the cosmetic industry, that's another issue entirely. But, I mean, looking at the issue, I mean, I also wanted to understand, on a little bit more of a lighter note, I mean, the name of the foundation, Plastic Soup, I mean, how did this
yeah.
name come about? What does it represent?
We are called the Plastic Soup Foundation, and what we try to do is to stop plastic entering our aquatic environment. That's all we do. We don't want to clean up the ocean. We want to stop sources of plastic pollution.
Right, right.
And we're doing good. So we started attacking the microfibers from clothes.
Mm.
If you know that every laundry you do and I do,
yeah.
about 20 million little fibers entering the environment again.
Wow.
And
wow.
if you do that 3 times a week and 2 million people are doing that, 2 billion,
well,
then you can... Yeah, it's staggering. It's
Gosh.
Worse, much worse even than the toothpaste and the
indeed,
shaving creams.
Indeed. Maria Westerbos, thank you very much for joining us live on The Breakfast Show and giving us your expert opinion in this regard. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure. Have a nice day.
And you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Maria.